93KHJ, checking in here with our UH Creative Writing class, where we have been shining the spotlight on Reggie Meredith's creative writing students here, and we've got one that was done by Sunny Tuya. It is entitled A Mother's Love, and here is Sunny Tuya's story. In the village of Amuli lived Jules and her son Thomas. Jules was a single mother, somewhat poor, yet hardworking. She gave birth to her son, who she desperately wanted him to become successful in life and for him to understand that love knows no limit. Thomas was an intelligent boy who loved music, art, and building things. He went to a public school not far from home where he could walk to and from school each day. One day, on his way back from school, Thomas walked home alone, but then met up with his friends, Jake, Sarah, and Tom. His friends were seen as the coolest kids with rich, wealthy parents. Thomas admired them so much that he dreamed that one day he and his mom could be just as rich as they were. Sadly, Thomas saw only his mom as being poor. While Jules prepared his lunch for school with a smile, Thomas would never eat any of the food she made in front of others. He'd eat lunch far from his friends because he was ashamed of his leftover food. One day, Thomas forgot to take his lunch from home. Jules sensed that he forgot to take his lunch and decided to take it to him. As she walked steadily to school, she asked for Thomas's class and was escorted by a hall monitor. When she entered the classroom, everyone started whispering. At first, Thomas was a little uncomfortable seeing his mom in class, but then he was excited to see her. Thomas's friends started asking questions. "Who is she?" Sarah asked in a whisper. "Thomas, is she your mother?" Jake implied. Thomas turned his head and told them, "Yes, this is my mom." Without a word, Jules smiled and followed Thomas's voice to his desk and placed his lunch on the table. Thomas stood up and kissed his mom and thanked her for bringing it. His friends started to tease him, but Thomas didn't pay attention to them. "Why is your mom using a white stick to walk with? Is she blind?" someone shouted from the back of the classroom. Thomas's face turned red as he turned around and said, "So what if my mom is blind? I still love her because she's my mom, and she's worked so hard to provide for our family. I love her no matter what, and I would do anything for her." And with that, Jules turned and left. Later on that day, Thomas walked home and was still thinking about what happened at school. He walked into the house and saw his mother sitting on the chair. He ran to her quickly and asked if she was okay. Jules kindly told him to sit because she had something very important to tell him. Thomas sat down, and then Jules started to say, "Thomas, my beloved son, my only hope for you in life is to make sure that you know my love for you has no limit. Thank you for caring for me, because I'm blind. When I had you, you were born a blind child, and I couldn't take that my one and only child would not be able to see the beauty of this world. So, I gave my eyes to you, so that you could see what this world has to offer and live life to the fullest. Thomas, you're the most precious gift a mother could ever ask for, and even though I cannot see you, I will always feel the love you share with me." Thomas's eyes were filled with tears, knowing that his mother gave up everything for him. He promised his mom that he would fulfill her dreams. Thomas realized that a mother's love knows no limit. Thomas lived by these words throughout his entire life by continuing his education and becoming an eye doctor. He even started his own business in Amuli and named it after his precious mother, Jules's Eye Clinic. The end. And that was A Mother's Love, written by Sunny Tuya. 93KHJ.